Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome to the Princess Pear podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. How are you guys doing? I'm doing pretty good. I just recorded an episode and I got all riled up, so I was like, I better just record the other one I was thinking of because I have to have choices sometimes. And because I feel so bad about like forgetting to post. I've been not very consistent about posting. I know, I'm sorry guys, but I love you. Teehee. Anyways, today is an episode that I have been planning for a very long time. As you guys can tell by the title, we're calling this one Confessions of a People Pleaser. And yeah, I'm coming out as a people pleaser. It's really hard for me to address. But like also it sucks. Like I talked about this in a previous episode that you guys may not have already seen because I don't know when I'm going to release it. But I talk about being a people pleaser and just how hard it is and how much like I kind of hate it, to be completely honest. I don't know what I was gonna say. But yeah, I mean like I would say there's like I don't like to say that I hate anything about myself because that's just like a strong word. And like I love myself most of the time. But I would say like things I'm actively working to change about myself constantly are not being a people pleaser anymore and not being so emotional. And those kind of go hand in hand because most of the time when I get really emotional, it's because I feel like I'm letting somebody down, which is like 95% of my life. And that's okay because like I don't need to be crying about the fact that like somebody in Target thinks I'm mean. Like, okay, think I'm mean. I don't care. And like I would like to have that attitude at all points in my life, but I just don't. I would like to be, I don't care, but I really do care, exponentially. I exponentially care. Anyways, still. Because being a people pleaser, like, it sucks the life out of me, to be completely honest. Like going into a room, and that's why, like, I would like being an introvert and a people pleaser, worst combination in the world. I don't know who told me to sign up for this, but I want to disenroll. Because, so number one, I'm an introvert. So I need, like, my alone time, and being around a lot of people can really tire me out. Number two, I'm a people pleaser. So if anyone at any point ever thinks that I'm, like, being mean or annoying or like not being interested in the conversation, it haunts me. And so I know people are saying to this and being like, I know you in person, and that doesn't come across. Well, maybe because you're not in this big fat melon of mine, meaning my head. Because, like, it's hard. Like, I hate it most of the time. Being like an introvert, like, being an introvert, I've like come to understand, and there's like ways that I can like, be around people but also like decompress. And but being a people pleaser, like there's no, I don't want to say there's no good things to it because there's like, pros and cons to everything. But like there's just like so much things that I have to like carry around, besides being like hot and attractive. I now have to be a people pleaser. What? But it's like not everyone I meet, but it's like most people I meet, I'm like constantly like, do they like me? Do they think I'm annoying? Like I'll have a complete normal conversation with somebody, and I'll go home and be like, they think I'm so annoying, or they think I'm so mean, and it's like, no, they don't. It's whatever, and that's why like. As much as I cry and I'm sad about like not having many friends and feeling lonely all the time, it's kind of not bad being a people pleaser, I'm being completely honest. less people to please, so that, like, we know when I do finally talk to one person and I get, like, a good reaction out of them, I'm like, okay, this is kind of nice. But also, like, on the flip side, when one of the three people I see every day is like, oh, hey, you could have done this a different way, I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? You didn't tell me that you hated me and wanted me to die? It's like, it sounds dramatic, but that is literally the way I think about things sometimes, as, like, crazy and, you know, convoluted as it may sound. That's how I feel, like, 95% of the time. And so I have to, like, work through that. And that, like, ties along with, like, being emotional sometimes. Is being a people pleaser brings up these big emotions. Because it feels like when I do something wrong, it no longer just affects me, it affects everybody around me. So if I'm having a bad day and I'm crying at dinner, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, I just ruined everybody's day. And, like, they're disappointed in me. Like, that's the biggest thing. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't care less, usually, about, like, what the people in, like, the grocery store think about me. But it's, like, when I'm really trying to build, like, a real relationship or a real friendship, that's when those, like, thoughts of, like, oh, they don't like me, they don't think I'm funny, they think I'm annoying or mean, that's when those thoughts come in. Which is hard, because, like, I don't care what the person at the grocery store thinks about me. But I really do care, like, about, you know, what most people think about me, but, like, really those important people in my life are those ones I'm trying to make important in my life. I have no idea what I was going to say. But, yeah. Yeah, being a people pleaser is the worst job I ever signed up for. No, I'm joking. Yeah, it's like, obviously the people, like, that are important in my life love me so much, but it's also, like, I just feel, like, a constant fear of, like, they're disappointed in me. Or, like, it's just, like, little things, like, I'll do something wrong, and it's like, what? Or, like, somebody will bring up something to me, and I'll be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And I think that, like, a lot of the time, I kind of get it confused for, like, being prideful or, like, I don't make mistakes. It's more like I hold myself to a standard of, like, I need to be perfect. But it's not like, oh, I am perfect and everyone needs to think I'm perfect. Or I need to hold myself to this perfection standard. But, like, nobody else could ever do that. Like, no. And, like, that's, like, that always felt, like, so bad to, like, label it that, because it didn't feel like that. It felt like that was just, like, I don't know what it seemed like from the outside. It's more like a, like, I'm not perfect, but nobody can ever see that. But no, that's not even it either, because I have a podcast where I overshare every single week. Shout out my merch. I love oversharing. Shameless plug. Anyways. Guys, you're getting me confused. I have no idea what I was going to say. But yeah, just like, I always feel like people are like, disappoint, like, I don't know, like, the pride thing doesn't work. I'd say the best way to describe it is, like, I'm just constantly scared of people, like, actually knowing me, and that's, like, not hard to say, because, like, that's, like, it's not that deep, but, like, it kind of is. Like, I'm just scared that, like, if they, you know, not if they really knew me, I don't know. But it's, like, if I can't make a mistake, I have to hold myself together because it ruins everyone else's life. like, everything I do, every mistake I make ruins other people's lives. You know what I mean? You know, I'm in my own space, and it's like, oh, wow, I really need to, like, fix this, or clean this, or, like, ooh, I really need to do this, or get my life on track in this way. And it only affects me, and that's okay. You know, like, but the second that it's, like, you cried at dinner, and then we had to, like, talk about it instead of what we were going to talk about, it's, like, I fall apart. And that's the thing is, like, I get that, like, I'm a teenage girl, I'm supposed to be, like, kind of emotional, but just the amount of emotions I have is, like, it's shocking, to be completely honest. And it's, like, I just get so angry because I'm a people pleaser. I want people to, like me at all times. But then, like, I open up a fairly vulnerable person. But when I open up and I say something I didn't want to say or it didn't come across the way I wanted to, me, like, bringing up those things is so hard. And then when it doesn't come across the way I wanted to and I get so emotional, it's like I'm never going to bring it up again. I'm never going to bring anything up else again because this always happens and I always get so emotional and I hate that. And that's exactly how I feel, like, 95% of the time. But, like, I just have to find a way that works for me, you know? I said this in another episode, like, bring things up. Like, if someone hurt you or things happen, like, bring it up in the moment. Because that's how those things happen. I don't bring it up in the moment. And then thinking about it and thinking about how I can say this without hurting their feelings. Thinking how I can say it without, you know, bringing up my emotions. And then things don't go how I planned or... I don't like the way I said something, and it's like, I just wanted to say this, and now everything's ruined, and it's like, you know, I'm not saying this to be like, oh, my life is so hard, I just know that there's someone out there that, like, relates to this, and I've never heard anybody else share, like, this kind of, like, frustrating feeling. Because, I mean, being a people pleaser, like, I feel like is often very deeply tied to emotions. You know, you don't want people to be mad at you. You want people to, like, be happy around you. And, like, I feel like a lot of that is, like, even if I wasn't a people pleaser, I'd think I'd be, like, I'd just be more myself. You know what I mean? I don't think I'd be a mean person if I wasn't a people pleaser. Like, I think that deep down, I'm always gonna be, like, a kind person, a good person, like, a helper. I like helping people. But I think that, like, if I wasn't such a people pleaser, I'd be more of that. You know, I'd be able to be kinder because I wasn't, like, always, I don't know, thinking about, like, well, they're not kind enough, and I need to fit, like, what they think is kind, and I need to be cool as well, and I need them to, like, you know, be happy, and blah, 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 blah. It's, like, it's constantly controlling my life, and I hate that. And so, like, even, like, when people say the word people pleaser, it's, like, chills go up my spine, because it's, like, oh, if you knew how much I think about being a people pleaser, and the way I feel about this, like, it's controlling, let's be completely honest. And, like, this is for all my other people pleasers out here. Like, I see you. It's hard. And, like, when people don't see you, and when people don't automatically like you, it's hard, guys. I see you. And it's hard. Like, it's, I'm here for you. Understanding. And I think that's why I, like, you know, having a hard time making friends is, like, so much harder on me, is because, like, I'm an introvert, but I'm also a people pleaser, but I love people. Like, I deeply, truly love people. And I think, like, being a people pleaser, I want people to like me right away. And so I go in between, like, being, like, putting on this act of, like, I'm all put together, but also, like, being vulnerable with people, which neither one has seemed to work. can be completely honest. And so, like, you know, when I'm really confident and I act like, oh, you know, I'm doing great, everything's great, people are like, you know, you just are, like, so, like, unapproachable. It's like, no, it's not what I'm trying to do. Where it's like, you know, when I let myself be vulnerable, it scares people off. Which, like, I'm not saying that I shouldn't be either of those. I just need to, like, be myself in that as well, you know? I can be confident, but also be myself, you know? And then, like, once I find that, it's not as hard to find, like, the, quote, rejection, or to face, like, quote, rejection. Because, like, rejection is all around you, you know? Like, it's not just like, oh, she didn't go to the prom with me. It's like, I face rejection, maybe not every day, but quite a bit when it's like, you know, you can really pour out to somebody and really want to be, you know, their friend or, like, something more, and it doesn't happen. And it's hard. And I would say, like, having a friend rejection is sometimes, or most of the time, I'd say, is so much worse. Because when it's, like, you know, like, with relationship, you can only date one person at a time. So it's like, oh, what's it? I don't know what I was going to say. So it's like, oh, you know, you're not my type, or I'm not attracted to you, or you're just not the person for me. I'm not going to date right now. You know, you have a million friends. So why can't I be one of them? Why can I not be one of your friends? I don't understand that. So I make it my personal goal, because I cannot control anyone around me as much as I may like to. It's my goal. Like, I try to be a friend to everyone I meet, and if they don't reciprocate, okay, bye-bye. And that's, like, I don't know why that's so hard for me, but it's, like, I just think I just need to fight a little bit harder for people sometimes, because I know I want to be their friend, and that, like, obviously I'm not, you know, begging at their feet, but I'm giving them so many chances to, like, be my friend. And sometimes, like, it just doesn't work out. And, like, it sucks. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, having, like, feeling you're almost getting there, and then, like, it doesn't work out, it's crushing. And I think that, like, it's a part of life. But I think being a people pleaser can make it so much harder. Because, obviously, I get that things don't, that, like, you know, things just don't work out sometimes. But there's always that, like, back of the head feeling that, like, you just didn't try hard enough, or you didn't do enough. But, like, it's not true. Like, I can't do everything. And that's okay. I would hate to do everything. I get to do these few things. And it's like, but when, like, obviously, when people bring up issues to me, like, it's an important thing. That's how you build relationships. But then my head, it goes straight to, they don't like me anymore, do they? Or it's like people that, like, are never gonna leave me, like, in my family, a lot of those things, they'll bring up something to me, and I'll be like, oh, wow, I guess I do have a serious problem with that. When it's, like, not like that, again, like, I feel like I go straight to, like, they're disappointed in me, when, like, that's not true. Like, they're there to help me, you know? And I love to give help. I love to receive help sometimes. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's just some ways where, like, it's, like, not everything. It's, like, specific thing. And obviously I use the word trigger a lot, but it's a real thing. It's, like, some of those triggers of, like, I don't know. The way I look sometimes can be a huge one. Or, you know, or, like, making friends. You know, I'll have those things where it's, like, when I get any kind of, like, critiques or help in that way, it feels like, I've been doing something wrong this entire time. And you guys have been disappointed in me. And, like, you guys are mad at me. Which, like, isn't true. And I'm not saying that, like, I think these things, that I, like, act on these things. But I'm saying that when I hear these things, all of those gears start turning in my head. And then I have to be like, okay, this is what actually was said. And this is what I actually have to, like, you know, what I actually should work on. But it's hard. But maybe that's just me. You know, a lot of these people pleaser things, I've never been in anyone else's head. And that is an important note that I like to remind people, is that you have only ever been yourself. And I know that sounds a little bit silly to say, but, like, you have no idea what anyone else is going through. And, like, that's good. You don't need to carry that weight of anyone else. And you don't need to understand. But you can ask and not assume what people are going through, or the way things are affecting them, or why they're affecting them that way. So remember to be kind, especially to yourself. And it's a hard world out there, so be kind to each other and be kind to yourself. Well, bye-bye, guys.